Good morning, Boker Tov. Please help yourself to coffee and donuts. I want to thank our generous series sponsor for the year, our new series sponsor, Anonymous Lezecha Nishmas Alter Shlomo Ben Pinchas, a very special sponsor, very grateful for his generosity. We are on the 20th parak of Mesillas Yesharim. Ramchal, Ramoshel Chaim Lutzato, has been giving us the formula, has been enabling and empowering us to chart our course towards a better version of ourselves, how to live with alacrity and mindfulness, how to live with purging our bad habits, how to be able to pursue piety as a chassid. And this chapter, Mishkal HaChassidus, we've been talking about understanding and assessing piety. You don't become a chassid by being an extremist or a fanatic. You become a chassid by being measured, by being moderate, by truly always wanting to fulfill the will of Hashem, by living a life in which we regularly want to give Hashem the greatest nachas ruach. We feel the presence and we feel the guiding hand and we feel accountable to the Almighty over our shoulder all day. Everything we say and do and watch and listen to, He is right there. So the Ramchal here in Mishkal HaChassidus has taught us that the chassid has to have a high degree of self-awareness, has to be accurate in portraying and seeing himself. Last night we did a Torah take on Atomic Habits, an incredible motivational book, a Torah take on that book. You could watch it on YouTube or listen online. And we spoke about, in that Atomic Habits, James Clear makes a tremendous focus on self-awareness, being honest and true to ourselves. We all have this funny habit of distorting our view of ourselves. We see ourselves the way we wish we were rather than the way we really are. And if we don't have an accurate view of ourselves, if we're not honest with self-awareness of who we are and how we live and the impression we give others, if we don't know our brand, how we are thought of by others, we can never improve, we can never grow, we can never change. Soloveitchik explains it's why the kiyor was next to the mizbeach. Person had to look in the mirror of the kiyor before you could approach that mizbeach. You can't achieve atonement, you can't change, you can't improve or transform before you look in the mirror and you're honest with yourself. And then the Ramchal now continues, the chassid doesn't live in the here and now. The chassid doesn't say, is this act pious? Should I do this? Does this seem religious or righteous? The chassid lives with a certain mind to the future, understands the consequence and the implication, often the unintended consequence or implication of a behavior. Sometimes reacting or doing or saying that right now, it seems pious, it seems righteous, it seems religious. But you have to ask yourself, what is the intended or unintended consequence? What is the implication? What is going to happen in the long run? Maybe right now this seems righteous. Maybe right now this seems good, but will it have a negative impact or effect? Will it turn someone off? Will it create distance? Will ultimately it put me in a position that I fail instead of succeed? And listen to the word of the Ramchal. Lo yaso so, yechote velo chassid. The stakes are incredibly high. At any given moment, if you have the choice of going the extra mile and trying to be a chassid, you have to stop and ask yourself, at what cost? At what implication? What will this do to others? Because if you miscalculate and you misfire and you do something that even in the moment seems righteous, but as a holy, unright, holy with a W, unrighteous result, then you're a chote, not a chassid. Not only is what you did not pious, but the opposite. You're a chote. So in the moment it feels great, but in fact you're a chote, not a chassid. And then the Ramchal gives two examples. The story of Gedalia ben Achikam, Tzom Gedalia, Rov Chassiduso Shel Aladon Es Yishma LeKavchova, because he displayed what he thought was a great chassidus, it ultimately ended up with a horrifically negative consequence. And the second, of course, the story of Kamtza and Bar Kamtza. Because Savu Rabbanu LeKaruve, the Rabbanu had a certain reaction, they wanted to show a certain chassidus, and it led to the destruction of Yerushalayim. It led to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and the Jewish people. Harei Lecha, because of these two examples, the Ramchal concludes, Ein Ladun B'chassidus HaMaisa Ba'asher Husham Levad. Don't say right now, does this seem righteous or religious or pious? You have to analyze it and dissect it. And you have to think about it strategically from every angle and every perspective to be able to see Oh, HaPrisha. What's more prudent? What's smarter? What's more wise right now? To engage or disengage? To do it or to distance from it? What will be the consequence of this behavior? In those two cases of Gedaliah ben Achikam and Kamtza and Bar Kamtza, the reaction, the response in that moment felt pious. However, look at what it led to. It turns out, not only was it not pious, not only are you not a chassid, you're a chote. Chazal tell us, a chacham is someone who's roa es hanolad. We don't just live in the here and now. We don't act impulsively and impetuously. We don't do what may religiously feel good in the moment. We have to look and see. What will be the result? What will be the consequence? There are countless examples that we can give of how you apply this in real life. You know, Gedolei Yisrael have talked about people, children, how much do you push them to daven? Teenage boy doesn't want to get out of bed, doesn't want to make the minyan on time. Do you fight? Do you push? Do you harass? Do you punish? Do you lecture? I would have thought, yes, it's our responsibility. What if they don't want to brush their teeth or shower either? What if they don't want to go to school? There are certain non-negotiables in life, certain non-negotiables. But the great Rav Shishiva, Rav Gershon, a couple of years ago, a video came out and went viral, where he talked about Chas v'shalom, how dare you, you'll turn that child off to davening for a lifetime. Inspire, encourage, model, make them want to come, wake them up gently, invite them. But a person has to be incredibly thoughtful, because what it feels like a chassid in that moment, to be able to lecture, it's pious. I'm going to teach my child, punish my child, condition my child, hold them accountable, set them straight. It feels pious in the moment. But you're a chote if you drive them away, if you give a negative association. So a person has to be incredibly careful, which is why Rav Dan Segel, in his commentary, Mesilas Yesharim, the Mashgiach says, this behavior that the Ramchal is endorsing is not only true for the chassid, it's true for every action we do. A person has to be present and thoughtful and mindful and analytical, not overly so that you're frozen and can't live life, can't be debilitated in life, but a person has to be thoughtful in all that we do. Why particularly? We wait till the 20th parak. Look how far we are in the book. Baruch Hashem, towards the end. Now is when he talks about we need to do this. You need to do this for everyone and everything. So he explains, the chassid is particularly vulnerable to fall prey and make this mistake and be a chote, not a chassid. Why? Because when it comes to behavior, which is black and white and clear, eat kosher or non-kosher. You don't really need to analyze that from a lot of angles. You got to eat kosher. Speak to Lashon Hara. You don't need to analyze it from a whole lot of angles. When it comes to halacha, even though it too can be complicated at times, but when the halacha is clear cut, we know what we have to do. We know it is our marching order. And the opposite, if we get over analytical, then we could end up doing the wrong thing, coming to the wrong conclusion. But here it's the chassid who's going above and beyond, who's doing something extra, who's showing an extra piety or righteousness. They particularly are vulnerable to be inspired or motivated or intoxicated by the piety of the moment. So the chassid, it's the one who goes the extra mile, it's the one who's trying to achieve or live or express a particular piety, who needs to be extra careful to ensure that what they're doing is right, not only in the moment, but in the long run as well. To be able to be roes hanolad, with one's eye open and anticipating and looking to the future and trying to understand the implications, intended and unintended, of their actions. And that's what he continues with. For example, Torah says, we have an obligation to rebuke our friends. I had a friend when I was in high school who moved over from the former Soviet Union. Gorbachev just died. From the Soviet Union when we were in high school. So where did he learn his English? He learned his English two places, MTV, and by reading an English Tanakh. So we were teenage high school kids, and he would turn to us sometimes and say, why do you rebuke me? Why do you rebuke me? That's not the way American teenagers talk to each other. Why you rebuke me? Why you rebuke me? He lives in Hollywood now. Why you rebuke me? Every time I hear the word hochiach tochiach, I think of my dear friend Lev. Why you rebuke me? Hochiach tochiach es amisecha. We rebuke, we have an obligation to rebuke, but when? Should you walk up to a stranger and lace into them about everything they're doing wrong? Should you share with someone all of your criticism? And then you'll righteously and piously say, psh, hochiach tochiach. Torah empowers me, deputizes me. I'm here to hochiach tochiach. I got to tell you how to live. But what happens sometimes when you do that, you get the opposite result and consequence. So we'll see, we'll pick up next time how even though the Torah says hocheach tochiach, Chazal say, just like it's a mitzvah to say what will be heard, it's a mitzvah not to say what you know will not be heard. The chassid has to evaluate and measure even more carefully, because we have to have an eye to the future for ourselves and the people around us. 8:45, Living with Emunah. Tonight we go behind the beam with Jonathan Donath, the founder of Daily Giving. Have a wonderful day. Stay happy, stay healthy, and stay holy.